Restoration from a spiritual chaos. Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 to 30. Today's passage comes from Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 to 30. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. When it comes to faith, the most important thing is restoring the order from its chaos. Whatever it is, when order is destroyed, there would be accidents and everything will fall into pieces. Even when trains are massive, these can only be run on the train rails. It seems that the aircrafts fly everywhere, but they surely do have their set routes. There are ways in the sea that the ships travel. There are roads that the cars travel on, and also there are pedestrians that the people walk through. In all things, there are peace and comfort where there is order. Things are in right places when things are in the places where they should be. The world is concerned about the nuclear issue of North Korea because they do not keep to the order and the set rules of the world. The beginning of God's creation began with God restoring the disorderly land with the light. In Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Now the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." It says, "The earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God, through the light, made everything to be in the right order, through His creation." Since the light of God shone, there was a separation between the day and night. He separated the sky and the land. Therefore, the world that does not have God, the land that does not have the light, is disorderly. Jesus, as well, said that the signs of the end days without God, apart from God, are in disorder. In Matthew, chapter 24, verse 29, it says, "Immediately after the distress of those days the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken." He said that if the sun, moon, stars do not do what they mean to do, then it is an indication that things are not in order, and these are the signs that we would see in the final days. Not just on the land, we would see this kind of disorderliness. The spiritual world, if it is without God, things will fall apart, things will be in disorder. People of these modern days do not have satisfaction somehow. There is no peace. The more people get wealthier, people feel emptier. So that people do all sorts of peculiar things. In the UK, the law was passed which enables the human sperms to unite with the human eggs so they can try to experiment the living life through this. There is a dispute over this life issue. The thing that has life that gets born out of this, is this a human being or an animal? It probably will be the scary disaster which cannot be reversed. This is actually destroying the original creation order, and human beings are destroying it by themselves. Our nation, South Korea, is also trying to pass the National Human Rights Action Plan so that we can also set up a nation that protects this. People are trying to pass the legislation that prevents discrimination against this. This is really a scary thing, as it will lead our bodies as well as spiritual side of our young generation to destruction. This would lead to social issues. The issue of same sex is the same thing. Sexually perverted acts destroy our original order of family, destroy our spiritual world, widely spread diseases like AIDS, and destroy the order of God's creation. Our spiritual world is falling apart and becoming disorderly uncontrollably. These days, the issue of equality is turning into the issue of sex equality. It seems these two are similar, but these are very different. Equality says that men and women should be treated equally. This is an order of creation. But the sex equality does not talk about male and female, but this talks about human beings and animals. This is saying that the human beings and animals, these are the same thing in terms of sex. So, in the UK, a dog and a human being get married. These kinds of peculiar things are happening these days. God judged the area of Sodom with fire that was like this. But, not only that, spiritual disorder is even scarier. There is someone that destroys the spiritual world and enables it to be disorderly. It has been said that these are the evil spirits in the heaven above. The Bible said that these evil spirits are devils, Satans, spirits that devour, and ghosts. Already, 70 years ago, a Satan worshipper, Alice Bailey, wrote a book called 10 Major Strategies in Making Christianity Fall. She was ordered by Satan to do it. These are the ones that make our spiritual order to be in chaos and disorder. We are having a spiritual warfare right now. As we cast the darkness with the light in the world where it is empty, formless and filled with darkness, God's creation order needs to be restored. If not, the humanity will be judged by God based on it. I have been to the Picasso Museum before and I saw a big globe model there. But in the middle of it, there was a broken part like a tooth of a saw. And in it, there was a full scene of a scientifically modern civilization. It showed that the civilization that left away from God actually destroys the humanity as a whole at the end. That is right. People are competing against each other and developing the new weapons, but this civilization of the humanity will destroy ourselves as a result of it. The other piece of the work had a big hand, and in it, there was a person in it. The writing below it said, "The hand of God." It meant and tried to show that the life and death of the humanity is in the hands of God. That is right. But, the modern civilization of these days, is destroying the order of God's creation and moving away from God. When we leave from the hands of God, human beings destroy themselves physically, psychologically, and spiritually. They make themselves to be in disorder. Our main passage today gives us a picture of a person that has been physically, psychologically, and spiritually destroyed. We need to see how this was healed, and we need to pray for our world to be healed holistically, too. Jesus met a demon-possessed person in the region of Gerasa, opposite side of Galilee. A person that is possessed by demon is a person that is controlled by Satan. Regardless of the personal will and intention, this person acts according to the leading of Satan. It is because the Satan is in control of this person's heart. In verse 27, we can see the three kinds of things that are in wrong order. Verse 27 says, "When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs." First of all, this person did not wear clothes for a long time. Clothes hide our shame, and we tidy ourselves with these. The fact that this person did not have any clothes on, this shows that things were not right with this person, and this person did not have any ability to control himself or herself. Who made this person to be like this? It happened since Satan controlled this person's heart. Secondly, this person did not even stay in the house. House is a shelter in our lives. In our house, there is happiness, there is rest. Since we leave home, we do not get to fully rest. We get to wonder. Since when did these happen? From the point onwards, since Satan got into this person, a life of disorder and abnormality began. Thirdly, this person decided to stay between the tombs. What kind of place is a tomb site? That is where the dead core are laid. The core have been decayed and rotten. It smells and stinks there. It is a dark place which the living thing cannot live in. It is a place that does not have life. If someone has the right mind, then this person cannot possibly choose to live alongside the tombs. But the life that was abnormal, that chose to live by the tomb site, that was possible because this person was possessed by Satan, not the human will. These three features show the characteristics and the identity of Satan. Don't you think that the world of these days is not like this? People of these days, just like the people that are possessed by demon, do not wear clothes, wander around away from home, and decide to live by the tombside where there are dead, rotten core. Are we not in this kind of disorder? This is not a mere coincidence. Since demon possessed human beings, it made the lives of human beings to be abnormal and to be in downfall. This is what a spiritual disorder is like. We need to know this. It is easy to think only about the effects that we see right now. But we need to be able to see what is originally right and core. We need to be warned that there was a thing that made human beings to fall down and made human beings to be abnormal. That is Satan. Since Satan got into the minds of human beings, things became disorderly. So, in Ephesians, chapter 6, Apostle Paul said that, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." We need to win against these in our spiritual warfare and restore our order of creation. More than anything else, Satan is the one that destroys the spiritual order. Verses 28 and 29 say, "When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, 'What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me.'" For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. When the evil spirit saw Jesus, how did it respond? Let us read verse 28. "When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, 'What do you want me? Do not torture me.'" He tried to get away from Jesus. He tried hard to get away from him. This is the identity of demon. We long to be with Jesus, but a person that was demon-possessed did not like Jesus. He tried to get away from Jesus and he tried his hardest to do that. Why did he not like Jesus? Jesus came as the light of the world. Demon is a spirit of darkness, so if the light comes, the demon needs to be casted. Also, the demon is a spirit that does not have life, so if the Lord comes that is life, gets casted away. Also, the fact that demon possessed did not like Jesus was that the demon is an evil spirit. Let us read verse 29. "The Lord called the demon, the evil spirit. The evil spirit cannot come forward to the Lord." So this evil spirit did not like Jesus, and begged Jesus to get away from him. If we live a life that is holy and pure, evil spirit cannot get in and reside in us. But, these days, people reject Jesus and do what the Bible says not to do. Everywhere of our society and culture is like that. If we see the dramas on TV, wrong love has been portrayed as the beautiful love. These are making our family, marriage in right order to be destroyed. When the society is corrupt and in downhill, we should not focus on seeing the result, but we need to be able to see the origin. The origin is the work of a demon. We need to be able to fight the good fight in this spiritual warfare. Also, what is the identity of Satan? Let us read verses 28 to 30. To win against our enemy, we need to know the enemy well. Satan knows who Jesus is. In verse 28, it says, "The Son of the Most High God," but knowing and believing are different. Faith is not about knowing with our head, knowing the philosophy. Satan knows that. Faith is not only knowing but believing it. The saying that we believe means we accept our Lord as our Savior in our heart and we depend our whole life onto the hands of God. The things that we worry, heavy burdens of life, pathways of life and things of the life, we leave all of these unto God to take care of. I hope that you will know about it but also believe in it. Also, Satan recognized Jesus and tried to get away from Jesus. Why? It is because the Satan is a spirit of darkness. Jesus came to the world as the light. If the light comes, darkness gets casted away. So this demon possessed tried to get away from Jesus. But, a person that believed in Jesus and got saved, if even this person lived a life in a bad way, this still is a person that is a child of the light. Not we get away from the Lord but we need to come forward to the Lord. This is the difference from the spirit of darkness. Even though you lived your life incorrectly so far, I bless you in the name of Jesus that you will come forward to the Lord. What was the purpose of Satan getting into the person? In verse 29, it says, it tries to destroy a person. Once a demon gets in, spirit and the body get destroyed uncontrollably. The person was chained with the steel chains, but the person destroyed all these and went towards the way that the Satan led this person to. Demon is an evil spirit. We cannot control or win against it. But the Lord wins. When the Lord commanded the demon to come out, the evil spirit came out. Therefore, we need to rely on the name of the Lord. Demon is not scared of you, is not scared of a pastor, but is scared of Jesus that is in you. Therefore, always depend on the name of the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord. I bless you to do that in the name of Jesus. Evil spirits also have names. Let us read verse 30. In verse 30, Jesus asked demon, "What is your name?" And demon answered, "Legion." In other words, it means army. This is a form of the Roman soldiers. In other words, it is like a troop. Legion is a plural word. Evil spirits are the servants of Satan. A demon that got into a person works like the troop of soldiers, like an army. How can we control the power of the army? When the demon we got out from a person, it got into 2,000 pigs. They got into the river and died. Therefore, we cannot win against the demon with our own power. We cannot control with our own power. In the Bible, the evil spirit has been called as a Satan. This is an enemy, a destroyer. This ruins the relationship between God and people and destroys the relationship between people and people. This disrupts the work of God, disrupts prayers. This disrupts obedience, ministry, and evangelism. At times, while we serve, we sometimes fall into a trap. We get trials. When things like this happen, we need to realize that we are being tricked by Satan, not by relationship with people. Evil and foul spirits, these can only be casted away by the Lord. Therefore, we do not live by faith with our own strength. Strictly and wholeheartedly, when we rely on the Lord, we get victory. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will only rely on the Lord. Have a look at the scene where the restoration took place from spiritual chaos. Verses 35 and 39 show this. When demon-possessed person did not have demon anymore, this person got back to the Lord. This person started wearing clothes. This person sorted all the old lifestyle and came back to the Lord. It is because this person now had the right mind. This person got back to where this person used to belong. Came back home, and did not go back to filthy tombside. These days, we need to have this kind of spiritual healing so that we would be able to restore the order of God's creation from a chaotic disorder. Where did the strength that heals the disorder come from? This event took place where this person met Jesus. When Jesus was met, Satan was casted away and the life was restored back to normal. When Jesus is met, everything gets solved. In the Bible, events like this show up a lot. When Paul and Silas went to pray, they met a person that was possessed by demon and did fortune telling. When they casted demon from this person in the name of Jesus, this person was restored and his fortune telling did not work well. Since the owner could not earn money anymore, this owner talked on this person's back and this person was jailed. So, from this, we can learn that we should not even try to go to places where people do fortune telling, even just for fun. This is being tricked by Satan. Only Jesus is the answer to problems. Only Jesus is the peace and the way. Therefore, we need to get back to the arms of Jesus. This only would restore us physically, psychologically, and spiritually. Jesus told this person to then live a life of a witness. Let us read verse 39. The Lord said, "Go and tell about the grace that changed you." God has given us all the grace to testify about God. When demon was casted from this person and when this person has been made well, the Lord told this person to go back home and tell others about how God has done the big thing for this person's life. The purpose that God healed your health is that God wanted you to share the gospel and live a life of a witness. If you have been especially blessed, do not boast about it, and become a witness that tells others about the grace of God. The purpose that the Lord came to this land was to save the souls. The reason that he carried the cross was to save the souls, and it was the reason that he rose again and asked the disciples to make disciples. The fact that he cured the sick was for them to be witnesses. This is grace. Wherever you are, I hope and bless you in the name of Jesus that you will share about Jesus and be witnesses of the gospel. My dear family in Christ, we live in a world where it is chaotic, physically, psychologically, and spiritually. We need to heal the sick society, sick culture and sick souls. The Lord is the only holistic healer. The fact that the abnormal life was healed and restored, which once lived as a demon-possessed and disorderly person, was because this person met the Lord. The Lord is the answer to the problems. If you face issues, whether these are spiritual, psychological and physical ones, do not be down but come to the Lord and experience His power. Get the issues solved by the power of God. I pray all these in the name of Jesus. Amen.